landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious act. Activity. Man, coming off a fired up weekend of conference. It was just absolutely amazing. We got another conference coming up this weekend, XRP Las Vegas. So if you're going to be out there, come say hi. We're going to be our company Merlin as a sponsor at the conference. So would love to meet you guys. So if you have missed our conference here, we're going to be in XRP. So it's XRP Las Vegas. We'll be at MGM Grand this weekend. What is it? May 3rd, 4th. So I'll be getting there Thursday evening. We'll be there whatever the 4th and 5th is, right? So it's an exciting week. So I don't have anything planned for my podcast. I'm just kind of going off my heart as I usually do, but I've been a little more planned with my podcast lately. But yesterday I talked about what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, what does that mean? The things that I'm experiencing now within my current reality are the deep-rooted subconscious mind programming that I created in 2020, 2021, and 2022. Now in 2024, I'm experiencing the deep-rooted subconscious mind programming, the seeds that were planted. So now as I stand in 2024, I'm deep-rooting seeds into my subconscious mind. I'm telling my reticular activating system on a daily basis where I want to go. And therefore, all I need to do is operate in faith. And then faith turns into knowing, gnosis. So when you know that you know that you know that your path is already created through your heart and vibration, because your heart gives off a frequency, we found out something crazy at the conference. So if you take heart and earth, you scramble the word earth, it means heart. Earth and heart have the same letters in it. Think about that. You are made in the likeness of image of the stars, the cosmos, the earth. Earth and heart. Did you think about that? The earth is the lifeblood of you. You are exactly the same thing. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth. You are made of the cosmos. And the beautiful thing is, unlike the earth, is that you're a living, breathing organism that God gave you the ability to think. The earth is just like your heart. The sun gives nutrients to the earth, the photosynthesis. The plants awaken, the animals awaken, and they don't even know. They just know God. They don't have to think or contextualize it. And then we get a thinking mind. Adam and Eve went from God consciousness, like a dog knowing God exists and knowing all is God. And then they became self-conscious because they ate from the tree that they shouldn't have, right? And then they became self-conscious. That's it. That's all we are. We're self-conscious human beings acting out as God in perfection, getting back to God consciousness. Isn't that neat? Isn't that so cool to think about? That we are all made in the likeness of image of our powerful God, the creator. And we come through this physical ethereal body into density to experience all this imperfection, to understand and go back to who we truly are, which is God. God in the flesh. Does that bother you? Does that make you uncomfortable? Because it's the truth. Think about that. Earth is heart. Heart is earth. Scramble the words. You are the earth, you are the cosmos, you are the sky, you are the sun. Jesus was one of the greatest people that ever came to this world. He was a Gnostic redeemer who came to this earth to give us the path back to the light. And he told you over and over again, take the middle ground. If your eye be single, your body be filled with light. He told you to take no thought. He told them to forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said he will tear the temples down in the physical and he'll bring them back in the non-physical, which is your temples. If you touch your temples, take your fingers and touch your temples, and right in between there is your pineal gland in your mind, the great creator, God, consciousness, all creation. You got this, warrior. You got this. Everything's okay. There's nothing to battle. You're right. You're battling everybody, going to war, killing people because you think your group is a chosen one or this person is a chosen one. We're all the chosen ones. We're all God experiencing imperfection until we realize that we are God consciousness. And as a physical being, we're operating in self-consciousness. And your job is to find out who you are. And once you find out who you are, wow, what a beautiful journey. So just sit on that for a little bit. I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.